views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved by the universe and me and darn sexy people. Woohoo! Oh, guys, you know, I only can wish for you that you love this holiday season as much as I do. I love getting stuff for people and making people happy and giving them presents. And I love it. I just love it. I can't wait to get my tree. I can't wait to have the tree trimming party. I kind of, you know, look forward to this from January 1st. I have a Christmas closet where I buy all year and put special things in for people. You know, and they're showing me Scrooge right now at the end of A Christmas Carol. You know, I'll keep Christmas in my heart every day. And man, if we could just do that, if we could feel the joy that I feel around Christmas every day about everything, well, there wouldn't be much else to the creative process, would there? I want everybody to come together today and let's claim that we are bringing in the highest energy with the highest knowledge and the highest understanding possible around all the questions today. So it is. We've decided that's it. It's done. And I have, you know, we've turned a corner. I've told you that in the last few weeks. We've turned a corner, especially since Creation Station, about expanding the information and the understanding of it. So you all know how important the ionosphere is, the energetic band around the Earth. You send your electrical frequencies out, whether it's hate or love or fear or knowing, goes out to the ionosphere, gets bounced back to you. Well, they gave us in a private session, thank you, Jennifer, the information that past lives and the reason that past lives are still affecting us today is that until we consciously and continually send out the vibration, the frequency, the electrical charge of knowing that we're God, of love, of being God, the God of us, the creator of us, the frequency of joy, the frequency of health, the frequency of money, until we consciously and consistently send that out to the ionosphere, all of our past life fears and limitations are still getting sent out and bounced back to us. So, again, the importance of knowing that your present situation has nothing to do with your future creation. So you can't keep looking at your life as it is and go, well, see, I have proof it's not working. You're never going to get it to change that way, guys. Focus only on what you want. Feel the love and the joy around that, and choose to send that out to the ionosphere. Again, you can literally start shifting what gets sent back to you in 6 or 7 weeks. Now, that's asking you to hold the focus. You know, we did a great webinar on holding the focus of self-love. When you learn how to hold the focus, and the red dot exercise helps you do that around love also, but it also gives you the practice of making the choice and holding the focus on what you want. The more we do that, in 6 or 7 weeks, our life can totally turn around. Is that not what you want? Is that not why you're calling for today? Of course it is. So I want you to start sending out the feeling and the joy of, I know I'm included, I know I'm rewarded, I know the universe is on my side, everybody in it is here to conspire for my good. Because, again, remember the webinar we did, the most important decision you'll ever make. Einstein said the most important decision you'll ever make is the choice whether you want to see the world as friendly or as hostile. Right now, a lot of us are being challenged around seeing the world as a friendly place. That is when you have to hold solid and firm to your knowing and to what you are putting out. And then this information came in. This is huge because I've been getting a lot of calls. My gosh, Dee, I've got this virus. Why do I have this virus? You know, I know that this stuff is around me all the time. So why did I succumb now? And literally, this is what the channel gave us. The biggest virus affecting mankind right now is the belief that I do not create myself. The biggest virus, and it's catching, is I do not create me. And the antidote or the antibiotic or the cure is self-love. They just keep bringing us back to self-love. So I would for sure make sure that you have listened to the programs, that there is a special program on self-love that's incredibly powerful. Again, there's the webinar holding the focus of self-love. Guys, this is the answer. Quit looking for what other answers might be out there, because this is it. And the sooner you start dealing with this one, the sooner you start shifting everything that's coming back to you. So the channel wants to say to you, don't resist, allow. The highest thing for us to do right now is allow. Allow ourselves to know that we're the creative power of us. Allow ourselves to accept all our good. Allow ourselves to see the world as friendly and conspiring for us. And talking about webinars, in a little over a week is our predictions webinar for 2018. It's on the homepage. It also comes out on all the e-blasts that I send you every Monday. If you've been on the other two, you know how accurate the channel is. It's one of the few channels that actually said that Mr. Trump was going to get elected and that we had to get more involved in everything, especially in the direction of energy toward what we want. So we're going to be covering the world, the country, and how we individually play into it all. So there's individual work, world work, country work that will be happening in this webinar. I can tell you what they've given me so far is there won't be so much to fear, which surprised me. There won't be so much to fear in 2018 because, especially in this community, we will fully embrace the fact that I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice, which helps us keep our heart open. If your heart is not open, guys, if your chakras are not open, you're going to thwart your creative ability as far as what you want to create for you. So if you want to talk to the channel, please press 1. We're going to go to the calls. I want to remind you that we're also on iHeartRadio now. So you can find this show anywhere. You got no excuses, guys, to expand your life. All righty, we're going to start with Charlene in California. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty fabulous. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
I just have some clarity that I would love to get to, though. The last private I had with you, I mentioned to you that I hadn't been feeling well, and I'm dealing with an ileocecal valve syndrome. And then we got to in the private that it was stress and the adrenal glands. So I've been working on the health side of things with a chiropractor, with the diet. He's got me on basically a paleo diet. It's been a couple months, and I still haven't been feeling well. And it's interesting because I have talked to you on the show a few weeks ago, and the past life thing came up. So I'm just wondering why I'm not feeling well.
Good
and better.
Question.
And
okay, they took me to the body book, and while you were talking, I'm looking up ileocecal valve. Is it because your valve doesn't shut?
It's closed.
It's closed
too much.
Wait.
It won't open.
That's weird. That's kind of bass backwards to what usually happens.
It can be, stuck open or it can be stuck closed, but I have the closed.
Interesting. Okay. So, forgive me, this is kind of graphic, but it's important for us all to hear because it's exactly what I was talking about in the first of the show about shit getting sent back to us,
mm-hmm.
literally, from the... Okay, so the description of ileocecal valve problems is leading to backflow of fecal matter from the large to small intestine. So, literally... you're having your shit flowed back to you. Okay.
Right.
And then it goes on, self-poisoning. They hold on to old patterns in a rigid and self-destructive manner. They are refusing to let go of the past and of rancorous bitterness. And they're yelling in my head towards your mom. And they are taking a highly conservative approach to things. They are the product of a highly authoritarian household. Okay, so tell me what comes up when I read that for you.
Bitterness has come up. That came up very clearly for me recently. I thought, okay, I know this is an issue. I'm wanting to clear out everything from my energetically to be open and flowing, and that one is a big one. The mother issues for sure. I didn't really ever have any mothering, and my father was very authoritarian when I was growing up.
Okay, so we're pretty right on. All of you, I'm telling you, these body books, I never, ever have found them to be wrong, ever. So the biggest thing you need to turn around energetically, I'm not a doctor, but energetically what I'm getting is the biggest thing you need to turn around in order to cure this ileocecal valve is shifting this bitterness. So,
okay.
So walk through this with me, Charlene, because the way you described it, I want to let go of the bitterness.
Yes.
Okay. What does that tell your brain to do? Guys, you're going to get this if it's the last thing I do. What is that? If you say, I want to let go of this bitterness, and you stop there, what does it tell your brain to do?
Focus on bitterness.
You bet. So if I'm not bitter, I'm what?
Loving.
Yep. So that's what you want to direct your body and your ileocecal valve and your soul and, you know, and your brain. And that's what you want to start sending out to the universe is, I get it. Thank you, body. Thank you for bringing this to my attention. I am choosing now to live in the vibration, be the vibration of love. And they're saying if you would do that breathing exercise, do you know which one I'm talking about?
Yes, you gave it to me.
Okay. With the mantra, I am love. Now, don't okay. forget that you don't do the breathing exercise until you enter into the state of love.
Okay.
Okay. Now, an exercise. Well, hold on, because I had the opposite problems. And my doctor, who is a homeopath first and then an internist, gave me a very simple way to put my ileocecal valve back in. But yours isn't going out, is it? It's getting stuck in?
I don't know the exact way that that's happening. I do know that it's closed because I read up on both the open and the closed, and mine is the closed. So I'm not really sure. But when you gave me that the exercise about going around the ankles, up the back, the leg, and
yeah,
the
don't
shoulders.
Do it. That's why they brought it to my attention.
Okay, because that's for the opposite one. Okay.
That's right. That's right. Is that why we were going there? Okay. Okay. They just want to know, they want the information. When it's closed, what happens? Is it?
Nothing. Nothing. The flow is stopped. There's no flow.
Okay. So do you hear those words?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's important. Because our bodies literally are metaphors. You know, like I've been having trouble with my calves. And kind of, it's not restless leg, but that's what it feels like. Well, silly me, I finally looked it up in the body book. And it was all about things have come to an end. And now you're back into, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? What am I going to create? Well, you know, my daughter's marriage came to an end. My show came to an end. Everything in my life is kind of ending. And I'm going, oh my God, the hell is going to happen now. And then, of course, once you get what it is, you go, well, I know what's going to happen because I'm the creator of it. So I'm going to get busy creating what I want. Right? And that's
right.
How our body brings to our attention things that we need to address.
Yes.
Hold on. Is there any... I really, Charlene, want you to email me this week to see, now that you have the core of what it is, oftentimes it just... they're laughing and giving me the words, everything opens up.
Yay.
All right, will you please let me know, because I want feedback.
I will. And I wanted to tell you something really quick, just a little validation about this work that, you know, we're doing here together. But the chiropractor I found does neuroemotional technique as well to release these emotions that are trapped in the body. And you and he have been validating each other with, you know, the getting to where the core of all this stuff is for me. And
awesome.
I've talked to you about it, and I talked to him, and he was really happy to hear that. And he does these wellness seminars at his office in South Pasadena just to demonstrate what he does every month. So I had told him about you. He's going to check out your website. He was really interested. And then he does his seminar, and this man and woman came up to him, and the man said, "Oh, and I studied acting with Dee Wallace."
Oh, my gosh.
And he didn't get the name. I said, "Oh, do you know who it was?" He said, "No, you know, he didn't tell me his name. They were new." And I just thought, these are just little validations of everything.
Yeah, for sure it is. Thank you for that, Charlene. And if you give him this information,
yes,
about the bitterness and the and the love, and he'll be able to help you also.
Great. Thank you so much. I just
you.
Thank you.
I love you too. Thank you, darling. All right, guys. Now look, whether you're flowing or whether you're not flowing, this call was for you. Okay? Again, in the first of the show, we've got to keep our hearts open in order for our creation to flow back to us, to flow out from us, to flow back to us. All right, we're going to Miss Patty in Santa Monica. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi. Okay. I'm on 4 different water pills, and I can barely walk because I'm retaining. Can a channel give me some insight to release this fluid?
Well, this is interesting because I get a no. Now, I never get a no, which means... All right, so, Patty, right now you don't want the highest answer. So, everybody in the show, right now, claim... I absolutely want the highest answer. I'm the director of me, and I demand that I get the highest answer here. I want the truth.
Okay.
Now the channel can give us something. Okay, sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, please.
Okay, Poltergeist came in.
Well, Poltergeist. Okay, that's the highest understanding. You're retaining water because when you got that last, it's like they're here, except it's back, when you got the last results for your cancer. Okay, it's like the boogeymen were coming back again. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. It's all right, sweetheart. I mean, any of us would be emotional about this. But it's going to keep coming back, Patty, until, hold on, I'm waiting for the words, you love yourself enough to let it go. It's almost like you're punishing yourself. And we've talked a lot about, you know, your family and how you feel like you have to give yourself up and it's all your fault and you need to take responsibility for them, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Give it up, babe. You don't, guys. Whatever way we're choosing or allowing or subconsciously encouraging ourselves to pay for our good in any way or pay for what we think we've done bad in any way, that's not self-love. Not self-love.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the first thing they showed me, Patty, and I want you to talk to your doctor first. The first thing they showed me was you sitting in a steam room.
Okay.
Do you do that?
I've done Epsom salt baths, but not. I don't belong to a spa or anything.
Well, I don't think you have to belong to a spa. I don't know. I haven't been to a YMCA in a long time, but I would call around and see who has a sauna, who has a steam room. You know, there are very inexpensive places that you can go down in Koreatown and stuff like that to find them. But I want you to talk with your doctor first in case there's any reason that he would not want you to do this. Okay?
Okay.
Hold on. There's one more thing, and we're going to the sheets, and we're going to a core belief. Hang on. This page? No. This page here. Yeah, I'll never be good enough, so I leave.
No.
Are you all going to know you're good enough to stay? Which, by the way, let me address this for everybody. People are leaving right and left right now. And know that they're leaving by choice. They did not sign up for everything we're dealing with in the world right now. And they're saying again, please remember that there's not going to be so much to fear next year. Hang in.
I plan to. Does it come back to deserving the house?
It comes back to deserving everything, Patty.
Okay.
That the house is a metaphor for I don't deserve.
Okay.
So, you can't deserve if you're holding the belief I'll never be good enough.
Okay.
You know? So you want to move into the knowing of the frequency of 200-01, knowing you're the God of you that creates you knowing you're enough.
You know, I've been doing that, I guess.
Are you directing the frequency toward what to know?
Directing to what I
okay.
know.
Okay, no. Guys, the frequency of 200-01 that they gave us in Creation Station stands for knowing I am God. But you can know you're God and still create negatively or positively. So I am the frequency of 200-01. And I am directing my knowing to know that I'm enough, to know that my valve opens in a balanced way in flow for Charlene, to accept all my good. Because I know I'm God and the creator of me, I am directing this. Do you understand, Patty?
I believe I do.
Okay. Just claiming I'm that frequency is claiming I'm knowing I'm God. So once you know that you're God, you have to direct the God of you to what you want to create.
And I'm creating a balanced, healthy body.
Great. So I am the frequency of 200-01 who is creating a balanced, healthy body, who knows that she's enough, right? And allows everything to flow. Okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So
okay.
You see how this call can really directly merged into Charlene's call.
Yes.
Okay. Good for you, Charlene, that you stayed on because that's going to serve you too. Thank you, darling. Okay, Davina, it says not available. Are you on?
Yes, Davina? I'm on.
Hi, sweetheart.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Wonderful. Awesome, sexy Dean.
Thank you. I accept that.
So my issues at this point is my upper right arm has been, I've been having a lot of pain with it in the last week. Still having those underlying thoughts of not being supported. And of course, the anniversary of my son's continuation day is coming up in a week.
Okay. Can you make it a celebration? I want you to do everything you can to make it a celebration of his life.
Okay.
Not honoring the day he died.
Okay.
Okay. Well, all right. So, hold on, because he's here. I don't know if he talked this way, but this is what they're giving me. Geez, Mom, can you let it go? Does that sound like him or not?
Yeah, I've been hearing that for 2 years now.
Well, you know, do you want to give him what he wants, or do you want to give your parents what they want and live in the victim stuff? What do you want?
I want to give him what he wants.
Yeah, because what he wants is to give you what you want too, which is to be free. And he wants to be free. So it's like, okay, swear to God, they're giving me really funny stuff today. Get over it, McDuff. That doesn't mean you don't honor him and his memory. It means you do honor him by living in the joy and the love and the freedom he was seeking. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're going to this page. They're taking me to arm problems here. You know, I hardly ever have the body books on the desk during the show. But today they told me bring them here, here. See, closed heart. They are having real difficulty in making contact with their heart flow and their heart feelings, along with a problem connecting with the world in a feeling-expressing manner, like the death of your son. They have problems putting probes into the world so as to comprehend the world around them. In other words, how the hell could this world take my son from me? What kind of world is that? What kind of creation is that? Well, I'm going to tell you what kind of creation it is. It's your son's creation. Because, Davina, look, I've talked to my dad. I've talked to my husband, to many of your people on the other side. Nobody leaves without choice. And even if they're almost at the place of going through the tunnel, which is what happened with my husband, he chose to come back. At the last minute, bam, he was back in his body because he knew there was something more he had to do. And what he had to do was bring our daughter into the world. Peaceful guys in knowing that they're choosing to move out of the house and move on with their own life. They're just doing it in a way we can't understand. All right, darling?
So basically just really stay in that I'm the God of me and I claim
open
that my
your heart.
Heart is open.
Yep. Open your heart and accept the fact that he wanted to leave. And they're really serious about making a celebration for him. No, none of this, oh, God, wasn't it too bad? And, you know, let's make a memorial for him. No, party time. If you're going to do anything, you're going to do a party for him. Okay?
Well, I was going to release a book that day.
Good. That's a good celebration of his. As long as you release the book with joy.
Okay.
Here's a birthday present for you, baby. Because I know you just crossed over into a great new birthday.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You bet.
Love you.
I love you. Oh my gosh, you guys, that's going to come in handy for so many people, that little venture right there. Iris in Philadelphia, you're on.
Hi, good morning, Dee.
Good morning, darling. What's up?
Well, there's a lot of exciting things happening, a lot of changes.
Good.
I graduate in 2 weeks with my MFA. And
congratulations.
What was that?
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And we open our show. This is kind of like our senior thesis show next week. And I got one of the teaching assistants for next semester. So, good.
Wow. Good creating,
yeah.
Baby.
Woohoo! Thank you. Yeah, I know. And my boyfriend got one too. So we're teaching different things, but it's going to be great. So I think for me, the next step is not to get overwhelmed in like all of the real life stuff. I feel like now it's like, okay, it's time to grow up. You have to like get a job and get a house or an apartment that works and make things
okay,
make sense.
Okay, but you don't want to grow up.
No.
Okay, so why can't you just go do all those things without the ownness of, I have to grow up, I have to be an adult, I have to be responsible? Why can't you look at it as, I get to go create everything I want, and it's my choice? Because being responsible when you were a little girl wasn't a choice, was it?
No.
Okay, and they're taking me to your dad. So what did little Iris learn about responsibility when she was little?
I guess I would say adults aren't good at it.
Well, there you go. Okay. So I don't want to be responsible because I'm not going to be good at it. So subconsciously, I'm focused on failure already. So who would want to go out and try and be responsible?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's an easy one to turn around. Come on.
Okay.
You know, you talk to your little girl, work with your little girl. If you haven't done some of the little child stuff, I do it, Iris. It's going to open you up big time. Everybody. The little child experience is going to open you up big time.
Yeah, and it's been calling to me for a while.
Well, then I would follow your intuition, darling.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, Iris, talk to her, let her know that you both picked parents to teach you what lack of responsibility meant, because that's what you came in to work on in this lifetime, is to know that responsibility can be joyful and feel really powerful. And that's what you wanted. So you picked a family to model the opposite to you so that you could go, oh my God, that's not what I want. I want to be responsible. Joyfully responsible is the whole. So the breathing exercise would be awesome for you. And the mantra that you exhale with a smile on your face is, I am joyously responsible. Can you feel the love in that?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, 10 minutes a day.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. All right, sweet. Go get him. Come on.
Celebrate
all this great stuff you've created.
I will.
All right?
I will. I can't wait. Okay.
Smack you upside the head. Lee in California, you're on.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
That's so wonderful that you talked to Iris about the little child experience, because my question was just that, if it would be possible to do something live right now in terms of that.
You mean you want to know what the biggest block your little child's holding?
Yeah.
Okay. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
The Way We Were.
Okay. So The Way We Were was about two people who were incredibly in love with each other, but personally, they develop different interests. And in order to be true to themselves, they had to leave each other so that they could participate in their own life journey. I want you to think about those two people as you. They're your little girl believes, boy, I've never had this one before. Your little girl believes she has to fight herself. And now we're going to a core belief. So in other words, usually, guys, it's our little girl or a little boy fighting what the adult wants. But in Lee's case, her little girl is literally fighting herself. Here, one. Okay. Just as it's written, I don't think I have enough energy to do this. Were you sick when you were a little girl?
Yes, I think so. I had scarlet fever and chicken pox and all sorts of stuff. Mumps,
well,
all kinds of diseases.
Okay. So, literally, you have to work with your little girl to help her integrate herself. Are you sick a lot now, Lee?
No, I haven't been sick for quite a while yet.
Okay, so I want you to bring that consciousness to your little child. Do you understand?
I do, and yet I can't seem to cross that bridge for some reason.
Oh, Matt, BS, 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 BS. So I'm asking you right now, I know, tough love, what can I say? Do you want to choose right now to help your little girl heal from this? Do you or not?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, you just crossed the bridge, Lee. Wow, wasn't that hard? But you see, it's a perfect example of your little girl going, I don't think I have enough energy to do this. I can't even make the choice to cross the bridge. But she just did. So don't ever give yourselves that out, guys. This, I don't know how, and I can't seem to, that's all indicative of I'm not making the choice to do it. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. Wow. So you want to start working with your little girl, and you already have, just in this. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. Little Lee, I can understand why you think that. I remember you were sick a lot, baby, but I want you to look at me in my adultness. I'm not sick anymore. This doesn't apply to us anymore. It doesn't apply to you. And if it doesn't apply to you, then it doesn't apply to the integration of who I am. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Really start playing with her. She's saying, I want to be free. I want to be free of this. I want to be free. I just didn't know I could be free because the experience was I'm sick all the time.
Cool.
So just
cool.
Help her integrate into that new knowing so that you can become more powerful in creating the Lee that you want. All right?
Here, here. Thanks, Dee.
All right. Get on it, woman. Okay, thank you. DK, you're up. What's up, baby cakes?
Hi. Oh, well, I just put my net Christmas tree lights on my tree last night, and that was up my outside tree, and that was just like the start of Christmas. It just felt wonderful.
I know,
but now,
DK.
Huh?
I said I know. I'm getting ready to do the same thing today. What can we help you with?
Oh, okay. Guidance. I want to get extremely accurate guidance for every area of my life. And I want to know if there's what I can clear, if there's something that's not allowing that
to
happen, that I'm not aware of, some subconscious block.
Nope, there's nothing. They screamed it at me the minute that you asked it. the more you can embrace self-love, the more your life turns around. That's all you have. That's all they want you to focus on. You get up every day, and if, this is for everybody again. You get up every day and you go, how can I love myself more today?
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Okay. Now,
Mary,
okay?
Mary.
Now, it's not just words. It's
no,
a heart
I do it.
Feeling. It's a heart feeling, right?
It's a heart feeling. Well, I'm doing
That's
my
right.
best to stay in the heart.
And you look in that mirror and go, hi, Deeka, you're beautiful, you're awesome, you rock, and I love you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah,
got
I'm
it.
Not getting anything else. And I, that, for sure, is for everybody. Emily in Idaho, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
So, yeah, things continue to go well here. The house, my mom's house, is closing in 2 weeks, and then we'll get her moved
Good.
To her hometown. Yeah, and so I'm in that space of, ooh, I get to create what's next and new for me. And
okay,
I would love to know.
Stop. They're saying you're going into a little bit of overwhelm in a good way. It's like,
okay,
holy hell, I got it. Wow, look at everything I can create. Oh, my God, where am I going now? And that's good. So just live in that excitement because
okay.
it can feel a little scary. Just like a great roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
But actually, you're going to have a lot of fun, Emily, doing this. So what,
yeah.
do you have a specific question?
Well, I wanted to know if my little girl is holding anything she needs help with or the best mantra for breathing.
They want to go to your little girl and then that'll give us a mantra. Sheets. But give me a song, please.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Your little girl doesn't believe she can be reborn. She believes it was this way or the highway, right? And
yeah.
she doesn't understand that her past and her present have absolutely nothing to do with her future.
Yes.
So work with her on... Allowing herself to open up and accept. And bottom line, they're just saying, you know, let her know she doesn't have to do anything. You're going to do it all and you'll take care of her. Okay.
Mm.
And your best mantra is I am free.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's interesting. I would think from my head, you see, it would be freedom. But they're going, no, I am free is going to serve you for like a week to 2 weeks. And, you know, it's 10 minutes, no longer than 20 minutes a day with a smile on your face, going to your love place first.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Got
it's
it.
It's going
to
infuse you with joy and energy and be conscious of inviting her to come along.
Okay.
Okay,
okay,
darling.
Great.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Chris. Don't give me any victim stuff
hey,
here.
I knew I was going to be next.
What's up?
Well, it's awesome to be on the call today, and I'm glad I'm here. I just appreciate this community so much.
Appreciate you too, darling.
I miss it. It's been a while since I've listened to a call or been on a call, but things have been like going really good lately. And I've had a lot of things open up and,
Well, Chris, I want to stop you because this is your pattern. Okay. I have a lot of things open up. You know, I call Dee or I email Dee because I remember I emailed you a really tough love response to your
last
email.
Yeah, I remember
email.
That.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then things turn around. And you get yourself back on track, and then somebody throws you a curveball, and you take a dive into the victim place again. And then it takes you a while to get yourself back, and then you call or you write, and then you get yourself back on track. and then you start creating really well, and then some curveball hits you again. Guys, the curveballs are not going to stop coming. You are living on a physical plane. The curveballs from Washington, D.C. are not going to stop coming, but you can catch them and throw them back and not keep them in your field when you know that your reaction to everything that is sent you is under your control. So now, ask your question.
Well, I mean, basically, that's just what I wanted to bring up. And, you know, I had something happen like a few weeks ago where, you know, I did a bunch of work for a client and basically just ended up not getting paid through a series of events. It's hard to go into detail, but that was like, you know, that was kind of like what threw me off.
Well,
and then,
sure. Okay, so.
And then, but then I had something.
Hold on. They want to give you the core belief that created you not getting paid. Hold on. Okay, I'll never be good enough. So,
well, that's come up before, so why haven't I released that belief by now?
Well, you have released, think of an onion, the top peeling, the next peeling, the next peeling. Guys, whatever your big flipping core belief is, the one that's kind of running the show, is going to keep coming up until you get to the big stuff. Process. Do you understand? It's not releasing a major core belief can happen in the snap of a finger, and you have to live consciously. So in other words, every time, so Chris goes along and everything's going along great, and then somebody doesn't pay him, instead of going, wow, there's that good enough thing again. You know what? I don't want this anymore. This is the old pattern. I'm not going to go into the toilet about it. I'm just going to know that I'm worth getting paid all the time for what I'm worth. And I know I'm worth a lot. And then it doesn't happen so much. It can happen again. And if you go, oh my God, why'd I do this? And this is so horrible. And this is unfair. And you know, blah. And you go down the toilet again. Then you take your energy backwards and you've already put that out to the ionosphere. And then you've got to turn around and decide positively what you want to put out to counteract that. So when you get the curveballs can be some of the greatest gifts you can receive. But you have to be conscious about what you do with them, Chris.
Well,
so I don't
know
if
you're
doing... I'm ready to release
that core belief for good, forever.
All right. The core belief is released. You just haven't replaced it. So I've always been good enough, and I'm good enough now, and I'm good enough for the rest of my life.
Okay.
That's it. I'm good enough. And people honor me. They want you to sit down and really be tough love with yourself and go, how do I see the world? Do I see the world as a world that honors me, that respects me, that loves me? Because if I see the world this way, I always get paid when I know I'm enough.
Mm-hmm.
So you put those two things together, okay? And Chris, when you start going into the toilet, don't. Guys, just don't go there. Stand there and talk to yourself in third person. Go, okay, well, you can go down the toilet if you want, but you know that's going to create more time to create what you want. That's going to affect your health, but go ahead, go down the toilet if you want. You're not going to get what you want by doing this, but go ahead. By that time, you're laughing at yourself and you're going, okay, well, I don't want this. What do I want? And you're back on track. Do the breathing exercise. I am enough. Do the stuff they've given you to do, guys. Okay? So that you do stay on track. Look, we're getting hit with a lot of stuff in the world. We need, whether it's this one or not, we need communities and participation with like-minded people that help keep us on track.
That's a big one. And that's something I've been working on creating lately, is hanging out with like-minded people who have a really positive, success-minded attitude.
Introduce them to this work.
I don't know if you've ever heard that quote by that guy, Jim Rohn, or it's somebody who's famous for being really successful in business and entrepreneurship, and they said, you are the sum of the, basically, you're going to be like the five people that you hang out with the most.
Yep.
So if you want to be successful or at anything in life, we'll hang out with like-minded people in that.
Yes, and in order to do that, you have to know you're enough. Otherwise,
right.
You won't choose to do that. So that's an affirmation, Chris, that you're already on the way. Do you understand? I got to go. I'm over time, baby. Love
Thanks
you.
For
Thank
taking
you
my
for
call.
On. You bet.
You.
Thank you, sweetheart, and happy holidays to everybody. Start celebrating. Start celebrating right now. Look around and go, what can I celebrate today? You know, guys, open your hearts, open your chakras, align your hara line. Let's really open our hearts to the joy of this season and keep it all year long. Till we meet again, love yourselves. Guys, love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves and squeeze yourself right now and love yourself more, because you know, that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.